We're talking with the vice chair of U.S. Wheat Associates, Oklahoma wheat producer Michael Peters. Michael, you've had an opportunity to kind of showcase some of the work of U.S. wheat at this special gathering of Ecuador and Peruvian wheat millers coming and visiting U.S. Soil. Tell me a little bit about your process of going through the officer chairs with U.S. wheat. How's it been?
It's been off to a slow start, of course, with the COVID issues the last few years, but things are really picking up now. We'll be able to either have foreign customers come to us like we did today, which is a great chance for us to showcase our product to them. But it's also, we're going to be able to go visit their countries also and to see what they do in their mills and bakeries. And it's the getting to know them personally that's very important in this. Just like in ag itself, I mean, you have personal relationships, per se, with your neighbors or the guy across the county. It's the same with our millers and bakers overseas. It is a great thing to have that personal relationship with them, to go visit their mills, to showcase our product to them and tell them what our product can do for their end product that they sell to their customers. Today's event, to have them here, was very interesting. They're very interested in some of the new varieties that Oklahoma State, especially Brett Carver, is putting out as far as the stability time, the mixing times for their products. It may help them to use more of our hard red winter wheat and not have to buy some soft spring wheat or something like that to mix in with that. So it's very good that we have these chances to have them here. It's a great thing we have.
Right. Now, as far as U.S. wheat is concerned, what really is the tremendous benefit for U.S. wheat producers are the various offices literally around the world.
So the thing that sticks out most in my mind was 6 years ago now, I was able to go on a trade team trip to Israel, Morocco, and Italy. When we were in Israel, we were visiting with some millers at their mill, and they were proud of their mill, showcasing their mill. And I just kind of asked the question, I said, do you get many countries come through this, through your mill like this, to showcase their product? And he looked at me and he goes, there's some representatives from the Black Sea wheat industry coming next week. And that has stuck in my mind how important it is for us to be out there in front of them showcasing our product, because if we're not, there's other countries right there behind us willing to take our spot.
This evening, U.S. wheat represented by one of your officials from Santiago, Chile. But again, these are folks that work every day with these millers, bakers.
Right. That is another thing that's really stuck out to me. When you go and see our overseas staff, the way they interact with our customers over there is amazing. It's just, you can tell it's not just a job to them. It's a pride thing for them to be able to sell U.S. wheat that the U.S. farmers produce. Mm-hmm. They enjoy their job. They're proud of what they do. And it's a great relationship they have with our customers. Without them as part of our team, it would be tough to sell our product overseas.
Right. So for you, you're obviously have just assumed the chair, the vice chair of U.S. Wheat. You've got a little bit further to go in your journey as an officer with the organization.
Yes, I'm a chair from vice chairman. You'll move up, of course, to the chairman spot and then the past chairman spot. So through the vice chairman spot, I do have some overseas trips coming up that I'll be able to go to represent U.S. Wheat at different conventions and explain to them what our product is and what we have to offer. And that's a great opportunity for myself, but I think it's great that I'm from Oklahoma and be able to represent us and our hard red winter wheat.
One of the things about U.S. wheat, Oklahoma is really partnering up with a lot of our sister states, the other states that have a significant amount of wheat production.
True. There are 17 member states of U.S. wheat that are full members, and to have that collaboration between all the states is amazing. I mean, yes, I'm going to promote, per se, hard red winter wheat, so that's my love, that's what I grow. Mm-hmm. But I'm also there to promote all the classes of wheat, the six different classes of wheat, and we all work together. It's a great thing we have, and it's a partnership with all the states, U.S. wheat, and our overseas customer that makes it all work.
End of the day, U.S. wheat has been a part of the Oklahoma and U.S. wheat scene for a bunch of years.
Yeah, for many years, been a long partnership. U.S. Wheat, you know, celebrate like their 50th anniversary. It's a great thing, you know. I mean, it just tells you what a great organization it is. And being a wheat grower in Oklahoma and leaving your checkoff dollars with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, that also makes you a member of U.S. Wheat. And it's a great partnership that we have.